This is NHL Audio, presented by XM.
Mike Hytka covers the Stars for the Dallas Morning News. He now joins us. Mike, how are you today? We appreciate your time.
Doing great. 104 degrees. I mean, come on. What more could you ask for?
It's a dry heat down there.
It's a balmy 104. First year under head coach Glenn Gullickson. Again, however, this franchise doesn't make the playoffs. They've missed the postseason four straight years. What has to get better?
Everything. It's funny. I was talking about it today with a friend, and it really does seem like Joe Newendike had an idea when he got here to, you know, try and make this team good for Brad Richards and Mike Modano and Marty Turco, and he brings in a veteran coach, and that, you know, just, you know, comes a few inches short of working, and then he kind of has to get rid of the veteran coach. And now, you know, he gets a younger coach in here, and now he moves Mike Ribeiro. So literally you lose Brad Richards in 80 points and Mike Ribeiro in 60 points, and you really don't replace it with anything. So they got some gaping holes in this thing. They got plenty of money. They got a new owner, and they got to fill those holes.
Hey, Mike, let me ask you, before we get into some of the free agents, I want to ask you about the restricted free agent, Jamie Benn. It looks like as this team is kind of, as you mentioned, they're trying to shift into kind of a new era of Dallas Stars hockey. It seems like Jamie Benn is going to be the face of that franchise down in Dallas. And how are the negotiations going from what you hear? It seems like he's another one of these guys that's going to get a pretty good deal.
Yeah, both he and his agent and the Stars are trying to keep things very quiet. I think they are talking, but I do think they've hit a standstill, and I think that the Stars would love to do a two-year deal, and I think Jamie's agent and Jamie would like to talk 5 or 6 years. And, you know, there's great examples out there. I put a blog entry up today of, you know, the Stars are looking at Claude Giroux's deal and Matt Duchene's deal and saying, hey, look, this is what you are. You're Matt Duchene. You're Claude Giroux. And I think their agent's looking at, you know, Tavares and Kane and Stastny and saying, like, yeah, but you could give them a six-year deal, too. And so that's where I think they are. I do think it'll get done. And both Tom Gilardi and Joe Newendike have promised that whatever offer is out there for Jamie Benn, they'll match it. And I don't think anybody would try to make an offer for him because the Stars have plenty of cap room and a new owner. So I think it'll get done. It's just a matter of, is this going to be a two-year deal at 3.8 or a five-year deal at 5.8? So, you know, we just have to wait and see.
New owner, you mentioned Gilardi there. I mean, how much does that play into things? I would imagine with an owner now in place, after they haven't had that for the last couple of years, they can be much more of a player in terms of July 1st.
Yeah, and he's very involved. He's at the table at the draft. He's in a lot of their high-level meetings. So he's very involved. But the problem is that there are cautionary tales up there like Buffalo and Columbus, and they don't want to be that team that just goes and tries to, you know, spend to the cap or at least close to it in one summer and then regret the decisions that they made. So, like I said, it's a team in transition, and Stars fans just may have to be patient.
Mike, why they trade Mike Ribeiro?
You know, there's a lot of stuff that went into it. You know, I've explained in the blog, he took very long shifts, and I think that, you know, that became a problem with Jamie Benn last year, and that Jamie Benn, you know, wasn't getting the primary ice time because the coaching staff kept going back to Ribeiro because Ribeiro had, you know, proven to be successful in garnering points. And I think that's just as much a coaching problem as it is a Mike Ribeiro problem. I think they're figuring that the next center they get will be better than Mike Ribeiro and will fit better in with Jamie Benn. And so they just decided to pull the trigger. They like Cody Eakin. They have scouts all over the WHL. Matt Fraser played with him in Kootenay. So, I mean, they really feel like this guy's a second-line center. And, you know, the numbers so far in the AHL and the NHL don't say that. But his numbers in the WHL did say that he can be a second-line center. So I think at 21, he's probably, you know, a couple years away from being that guy who's there every game. But that's a reason I think they pulled the trigger. They got a young center, which is a need for the organization. And Ribeiro's going to be an unrestricted free agent next summer anyway. So they figured that was worth the deal for him.
Hey, Mike, what's going to happen with Brendan Morrow and with Steve Ott? I keep hearing Steve Ott's name mentioned in possible trade scenarios. I can see where a lot of teams would be interested in him. Brendan Morrow's been there a while now. It seems like the Dallas Stars are kind of shifting to, like I said earlier, a different kind of group there and trying to, you know, I guess remake their franchise. I mean, is there a place for these guys going forward?
Yeah, I think there is. If they, you know, they're going to have to get to whatever the floor is. So they're going to need some, you know, veteran players who make a little bit of money. Two, Steve Mott is just a really versatile player. If you watch him every day, you know, he's not just a little brat punk that, you know, the perception is. He wins faceoffs. He kills penalties. He's very gritty. He's a good leader. He can play center. He can play wing. He can move up on the first line. He can move down on the fourth line. I mean, he really is a versatile guy to have. So the reason I think you're hearing trade talk for him is because he may be their most valuable trading chip. Mm-hmm. And so they're asking a lot for him. I believe that when Vancouver was asking about him, they wanted Cody Hodgson. When Philadelphia was asking about him, they wanted James Van Riemsdyk. So the price for Steve Ott and whatever the Stars need to throw in with Steve Ott is a very high-end prospect, preferably a center. And so that's why I think the talk is out there. You know, you hear Montreal. I'm not sure if Montreal has what the Stars are looking for. But the reason that you hear his name so much is because I do think that they think he has value. And if at the end of the day they just have to keep him, they're perfectly fine with that. They think he'll be around when the team's ready to win. Brendan's a little bit of a different story just because we don't know if his physical problems are going to linger. He had this neck shoulder thing that just bugged him for most of the season. And it really affected his ability to be a successful power forward, a gritty guy like he wants to be. If he gets that taken care of this summer, then, you know, he's certainly a part of the picture going forward. If he doesn't, then I do think they would be, you know, they'd move him and try and move in a different direction.
All right. Hey, Mike, we appreciate your time. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Talk to you guys soon.
Thanks, Mike.
Love what you hear. It's never been easier to listen to the NHL on XM wherever you are. Sign up for a free 14-day trial and get exclusive audio entertainment on the go, at home or in your car. XM. Love to listen.